Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Carolina Pliskova is in her sixth season as a top 10.
Another Kerr for Sam Gong. Inspire and visualise with RoomView, our instant room visualiser, and picks for Choices Flooring, proud partner of the Melbourne Mavericks. The floor is yours.
Okie doke, let's start off. Andy Mars, keeping the trend up of nicknames, starting with this one.
Our Phil's in Clyde North. Roxpox, what do you got for us, Philbo?
Philbo this time, not Phil, Philbo. And another one.
Yep.
Jack's in Queensland. Good afternoon to you, Jackery.
Jackery. Now, his co-host, Gazy. He's had a bad stumble over a word here.
One night, twin share accommodation, two rounds of golf, Avro and morning.
Avro?
Yep.
Avro? Oh, come on, Gazy. We know that they get Diane's name wrong at times. Here's another one.
Gary in Newport, what are you? Gary, great to have you. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. I just
want to
first
see if you... Dale. What was he last week? Dwight.
Yeah, Dwight.
Now, what town, his team's name is the Parrots?
Leon Gaffer.
What's it called?
Leon Gaffer.
Okay, let's hear what Monique D said.
Monique G's with SEN News. The Leon Gaffer woman accused of murdering three
people. They've upmarked it. Upmarketed it.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, Mitch Lewis... There are long races, like, yeah, they're a mile, 2 miles, but have a listen to this.
That tells me the story that there's no reason why she can't do the same thing over the 2,000 miles.
Well, it's going to be a tricky, it's going to be a tight horse after 2,000 miles, but, I mean, who knows? Hodgie, doesn't know the name of this young, his old team's young guns.
Foot down with confidence, Bendix brakes.
We've got to be Waddle's one-handed hanger.
Waddle? Josh Waddle. Right, okay. JB, clearly he had no idea who this player was on Thursday night. He couldn't get it out.
Steers it into the path of Finn McGuinness. Reef McGuinness it is.
Of Finn. I've done that before.
Yep.
Now, WA drive host, former Wildcats legend Damien Martin, you're getting some bad maths exposed here.
Yep.
There's 30 cows in a paddock and 28 chickens. How many didn't? You've worded it like the number 2828, but you're meaning 28 A-T-E. So there's 30 cows in a paddock and 28 chickens. How many didn't? 30 minus 28 is 2. So on you, Roy. I'm too good for you, mate. You can't stump me.
Say that again. What's the answer to?
Oh, if 28... Oh, sorry, 20, 10, sorry.
Oh,
30 minus 20 is 10.
Yeah, very good. The half man telling us why a music festival got cancelled and went with this.
They've cancelled Splendour in the Grass this year at Byron Bay.
Why'd they cancel that?
No idea. Probably too many left-wing satay sipping soy boys at Byron Bay.
What?
You ever sipped a satay? Brown Dog toes the line. Oh, sorry. He's always on the edge. He crossed over this week.
I loved Ari Gold. Some of the stuff that I've done in my relationship therapy sessions recently has been Ari Gold-esque. Well, how can I take this phone when it rings on a motherfucking Wednesday? You know? did I say it? Did I say it? Mother effing, I said.
No, you didn't.
Did I not? Did I not?
Let's move on.
Yeah. Oh, Brownie.
Jeremy Piven's in town right now, by the way. I thought we should try and get him in. Do you reckon one Saturday he'd be
100% if we can get him in. I'd love to have him in.
Yep.
Very, very good. Love Ari Gold.
Yep.
I love this one. BT and JB were musing over the number 46. And unfortunately, they forgot they had the Geelong champ, Joel Selwood, there, who happened to play with a bloke with the same number. Zipper?
2 46s go at it. Not sure whether that's ever happened before, both ruckmen being 46, JB.
Not in.
No.
No.
Don't recall it.
I played with a guy, number 46, that played ruck, Mark Blitzars, for a while. Probably come up against these two quite a few times.
Well, then, the possibilities are very live, JB. I think Joel's probably right.
There you go. Joel was very, very, very white. He was white. He was white. The word magnet's back.
No way.
The pipe. Yeah, he's done it no again, way. The pipe. He never lets us down, Archie. He just keeps on delivering.
So many Saturday nights, we get one lost game. So I'm glad that that's finally been rectified. This Saturday night, there's one game as well. It's Port Adelaide and Melbourne. So it's a blockbuster Saturday night game this Saturday night. So you've got a solo game that Saturday night. Then in round five, we go back to the two Saturday night games for a little bit of it. Interestingly enough, Channel 7, well, they get the choice of games on Saturday night. I think 7 do always like to have a Melbourne-based team as part of the coverage game that they choose on a Saturday night. So
that's 8 Saturday nights, I count them.
Yeah,
eight.
He rolls with it.
He gets on a roll. He just gets jammed on the word, doesn't he?
He does. He's a word magnet. He's Bill Orry time.
He's also a fixture word magnet too. He likes it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Bill Orry time.
Got it! Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Oh, he dropped it!
Okay, let's... Oh, well, apparently I'm in here. I don't remember this.
That happens.
Really?
Yeah. Get off his back.
Really?
He gave you one drive-by in the back.
Was it? Was
give
it
us one more go of that. That no, happens.
Really?
Yeah. Get off his back.
Really?
He gave you one drive-by in the park. Yep.
No, it was hard work last week. I was walking around carrying the bloody codec with me and in my hands. Right. And then Jared on Thursday night. Jared Waitley.
Cameron shied the body at it, then got caught. Hold the ball! They call, and yes, it is.
Yeah, well, there you go. Holding the ball, they call.
Not bad.
That's a good one.